You know, we started talking today about that glass ceiling. And I just say in the name of the Lord that God is removing that glass ceiling over your head. It's not going to be that you're there and you can kind of see the blessings and you know it's there somewhere, but you haven't been able to get there. I'm telling you, I believe if you do what we're talking about here in this revelation, and it is a revelation, that if you accept the fact that we're going to invoke here the name of the Lord on your life, and he says, after you invoke the name of the Lord on the people, then I will bless them. I'm going to read this to you again. These are the words of the Lord to Moses, and he gave Moses instruction, and here's where it reads in Numbers chapter 6, verse 22. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, speak to Aaron and to his sons, saying, thus you shall bless the sons of Israel. You shall say to them, you're to bless them, and you're to do that by saying this to them, the Lord bless you and keep you. We've all heard that. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. All right, most of the time that's where it stops in church. It stops right there. But the Holy Spirit has been after me, I mean, with great insistence, and been saying, now, Darren, you've got to go on to the next verse, verse 27. And they shall, speaking to the priests, they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them. Now, when the name of the Lord is invoked on us, pulled down, forcefully pulled down on us, and see, the priests or the teachers, the pastors, have a job to do. And many times, because we haven't had this revelation, we haven't done it. And we've taken offerings and we've prayed for people and we haven't necessarily been in the kingdom of God or under the anointing of the name of the Lord. And guess what? It hasn't worked very good. Well, I want it to work for you. Barb and I are not facilitators. We expect our people to be blessed. So here it says, so they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, then I will bless them. I was meditating to the Lord, went and looked up the word invoke. There's not very much there. But here's what the Holy Spirit said. You need to dare and like reach up and forcefully grab it and bring it down to the people. So today I'm doing that. And as you're listening to this message, if you will ask the Lord by faith to give you the revelation of what I'm presenting to you here, it's going to change your life. So Father God, in the name of Jesus, I invoke the name of the Lord on the people that are listening. Lord, the word says, after the name of the Lord comes on the sons of Israel, then you would bless them. I'm declaring today, as a prophet and a priest and a teacher, that the name of the Lord is invoked on our people. Yes, Lord, the name of the Lord is invoked. We bring it down forcefully by an act of our will. We're bringing down the name of the Lord. And Lord God, today I say that your name now, the name of the Lord, resides on us as a people. And Lord, now I expect you to bless us because the name of the Lord is with us. And Father God, you've told me that where the name of the Lord is, the presence of the Lord is there. And Father, I remember that great king in the Old Testament said, God, we don't have a house for you. We're going to build a house for the name of the Lord. Well, Father God, now in the New Testament, we are your temple. Your name now resides with us and on us. And Lord, now we expect your blessing. So teach us to number our days. And Lord, you talk to us about that in Scripture, to number our days, that our days should be numbered. Well, Lord, now we're doing that, and we're decreeing that we are blessed. We're decreeing the name of the Lord is with us. And Father God, you tell us in Job 22, you shall decree a thing, and it'll be established for you, and light will shine in your ways. Well, you're the light, Lord. Thank you. When you're cast down, you will speak with confidence, and the humble person he will save. Father God, we're not going to reject your knowledge. And in Hosea 4:6, you tell us straight out, my children perish for lack of knowledge, for they reject knowledge. We are not rejecting your knowledge. We're receiving it in the name of the Lord. Father God, I thank you and I declare the Spirit of the Lord is upon us and we're anointed. The name of the Lord is upon us. The presence of the Lord is upon us. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, friends, I want to say this to you. We need to take this very seriously. When we write checks, we need to know that we're writing those checks under the name and presence of the Lord. That we're writing them under blessing and in blessing circumstances or blessed circumstances. I need to say it that way. We need that blessing. And I believe when we have that blessing, that glass ceiling we've been operating under will be removed. We need to be concerned about our sowing, about our increase, and about our harvest. And I believe in many cases we have not been blessed because we've not done that under knowledgeable or inspired name of the Lord. In other words, an understanding of the name of the Lord. We've got to have that if we're going to be blessed. We've got to have that if we're going to win the war. We've got to have that understanding that, yes, His favor surrounds us as a shield and we're protected. We need to know that the name of the Lord is a strong tower. We run into it and we're saved. Well, when we put the name of the Lord on every day for the next 30 days, we say, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I declare that I am placing the name of the Lord on every day for the next 30 days. Lord, I say that I am blessed because I'm under and in the name of the Lord. Lord, I thank you for your name, the name of the Lord. I thank you that I got saved by that name. I stand in that name. I give and tithe and sow seed in that name. Lord, I want that, and I thank you that I have that whole understanding now of blessing my days. I am numbering my days. I am calling them blessed. Father, I thank you that the devourer is rebuked. We rebuke the devourer. Father, I thank you. And Lord, if there's anything in my days that shouldn't be there, show me what it is. I'll bind it and cast it out. I will take charge of my days. And, you know, all through Scripture, God is saying, I want to bless you. I want to bless you. I want to bless you. Well, when we expect God to honor us with a 30-fold increase in the next 30 days, one reason we can say that to Him is because the name of the Lord, the presence of the Lord is upon us. And I tell you, that is so exciting to me that we can recover what's been lost. We can recover what's been lost. The Lord's been telling me, Darren, it's not hard. The blessings are not hard to come by. It's not hard to come by. So I'm looking at my notes here, and I see God gave me a diagram. He said on one side is my name and my presence. There will be seed increase and the harvest that needs to be there under or inside for the blessing to be in place. And that's what has to happen for it to work. Or the harvest outside of the name of the Lord. Okay, we get outside, we're in Satan's territory. We're under his grasp and influence. Or without a covering of the name of the Lord. So we need to make sure that we're under that name of the Lord. And I believe that some of the harvest is lost and stolen because our sowing has been outside of the name of the Lord or outside of the kingdom of God. And he said, Darren, when you're under my name, I can bless you. That's when I can really bless you. So I'd like to say to you today that I have invoked the name of the Lord on you if you're a listener to this message. And I'll say it again. I invoke the name of the Lord on you today. And if you will by faith accept this and go back and read Numbers chapter 6, verse 23-27, you will see that the concept of invoking the name of the Lord on the sons of Israel brought the blessings of God. So I say to you today, you're blessed. The name of the Lord is on you. The presence of the Lord is upon you. And it says, and he'll give you peace. He's going to give you peace. Let me read it again. Here is a blessing for you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you. The Lord be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. And it goes on to say, so they shall invoke my name on the sons of Israel, and then I will bless them. I have invoked the name of the Lord on you today. Receive that by faith. And what you should have over the next 30 days is a consciousness that the name of the Lord goes with you, that the name of the Lord is on every day where you place the name of the Lord. His presence is on those days where you have placed his presence. And his name and his presence is going to bring the blessing to you that you really wanted to have. I think that's just tremendous. I just think this is a tremendous concept. So what have you done with the interior decorating of your life? See, if I could look into your life and somehow God would allow me to do that, what would I see? Would I see a life that's just a mess, that's disorganized, a life founded in fear and confusion and disorientation and oppression and all those kinds of things? Sometimes I see that. I don't have to even operate in spiritual gifts to see that. People come and you can tell by looking at them by the way they walk. I mean, they're in a battle and they're losing. And maybe they've been losing for a long time. Folks, the good news is we don't have to lose. We can win. Blessed be the name of the Lord. The name of the Lord. Got it? We can win. Well, in Luke 4:18, I want to go back and read that scripture to you so we get it right. You need to be saying what Jesus said, because he said in John chapter 17, Father, as you have sent me, I send them. Well, here's the way the Father sent Jesus. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Now, this is after he had received the baptism in water. He was immersed in water. And you can read about that in Luke chapter 2 and 3. But while he was being baptized by John, another baptism came on him, the baptism of the inner man of the heart, the Holy Spirit baptism.